Speaking of hybrids, you've driven another vehicle of late, which, again, to me, this was an exciting vehicle. I've been looking forward to us getting behind the wheel of this particular vehicle, and that's the all-new Toyota Tundra Hybrid, which they do make it in a non-hybrid version as well. So a lot of you truck buyers out there, yes, it comes in hybrid. Yes, it comes in a non-hybrid. We've driven both. What's your opinion? This is a review of the hybrid itself, Richard, but what's your opinion of it versus the non-hybrid version in the Tundra?
Yeah, the 2022, again, Toyota Tundra, this is the hybrid with the iForce Max powertrain, Dad, right? So there's two kind of different versions of it. You can get just a twin turbo, a turbocharged V6, which makes about 389 horsepower, which is about the same. It's got more torque. Or you can, again, opt for the iForce Max, which has got a battery that helps assist with torque and kind of starting it and stuff. But, Dad, I will say this off the bat, and Toyota, you may knock me for it. This does not drive like a true hybrid. There's some hybrid technologies in it, right?
Okay.
You know, in terms of when you start up the vehicle, it kicks on the electrical system and some of the other stuff before. I think it's got a few EV components to where when you're going at really low speeds, the truck will move without the engine kicking on. But for the vast majority, Dad, that engine's going to kick on. But it does help you with the power, and especially here at our altitude, we need all of the help we can get, especially when it comes to trucks and these larger trucks and SUVs, right? We really need that extra power. And it was phenomenal to drive. It was nice. It doesn't feel as boatish as the last versions like we've talked about. And like you said, we did review this truck prior. And the hybrid version, I may have to look at it when you're spending this amount of money to say, hey, well, I'm already spending this much money, might as well jump in a little bit higher. And I would, and just for folks, Dad, this vehicle as it sits was $69,185. And some of you, I know, are going to sit out there and say, whoa, my gosh, that's so much for a truck.
Folks, it's pretty average.
I don't think you're realizing, I don't think you realize how much trucks have gone up in years past. So, in saying that, fuel economy, Dad, 18 for city, 20 for highway, an average of 19. I was closer to about 16 or 17, Dad, and that wasn't me being super aggressive. So I'm just going to make this claim. You're not really buying the hybrid for the extra fuel economy, although it's definitely going to give you a few miles per gallon better than the old V8 did. But this is not a car that you're saying, a truck, I should say, well, I'm going to save myself quite a bit of money on the fuel. No, because, again, you're really buying it for the performance. We got the TRD Pro version, Dad, which looked phenomenal, was really fun. They've done quite a few cool things on the inside. This is just talking about the Tundra as a whole, with the nice big display, Dad, and you've got surround view cameras. You can view what's in your bed. It's got a cool button to drop the tailgate down. One thing to note, Dad, with this Tundra, and obviously with it being the hybrid model, you do lose some storage underneath the back seat because that's where the battery goes.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're losing some of that capability. Not that it's a big deal, but just something to note if you've got to go to the grocery store, or maybe you like to keep your ratchet straps or things like that. If you opt for the iForce Max, you're going to have to kind of purchase a little bit different.
Good to know.
Gear setup.
No, that's good to know, because so what you're saying is you lose some of that under seat capacity is what you're saying, that storage.
You do a little bit. Again, and for a lot of people, it's not a big deal. But for those of you that have owned a truck, you know what I'm talking about. A lot of these other manufacturers have got that as an additional storage. And it's really nice to have because, you can put toe straps. You can put gloves. You can put snow scrapers. A variety of different things in the back, Dad. And it's really great to have. Not available. But at the same time, Dad, you've got a whole bed. And as we know with these Crew Maxes on the Tundras, they're really a nice, a good cabin, right? It doesn't feel cramped. It really is a full-size, or it feels like a full-size truck, I should say, rather than a half ton in that regard. So I would encourage folks, get out and test drive it. Again, the iForce Max is something different, Dad. Definitely something that not a lot of folks have driven, even with, driving maybe some of their competitors and, some of the other twins or the turbocharged engines that they have. It's just different in how they've tuned it, how they've pieced it together, all those different things. So we encourage folks to do that. Head out, test drive them. And when you do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio sent you.
All right. And along those lines too, Richard, a lot of folks I know are this time of the year, they're shopping. They're trying to figure out, in some cases, they're a business. They've got some tax ramifications. Maybe they're trying to handle some of those things. What I would tell everybody is, you're kind of running out of time, because if you've put things off this long, Richard, inventories are not high. There's not a ton of selection. You may be buying something and then deciding, you know, a year from now or 6 months from now that you're going to swap things back around just because you handled what you needed to do tax-wise, but then got what you ultimately wanted down the road. That may be what you have to do, because bottom line is there's not a ton of selection out there right now on anything.
That's the thing. Again, I would just encourage folks, you know, that some of these dealers are going to have some, maybe, honestly, Dad, I know what's happening to some dealers, and I know we've got to run in a second, but some dealers, they've maybe, someone bought something earlier in the model year, they ordered what they really wanted, and then they traded that vehicle on
right.
something that came in that they really wanted. And so you actually may get lucky, right, especially end of year. So get down to your dealer, check multiple dealers. You and I have been doing it for, you know, our business, checking where different trucks and stuff are coming in. But yeah, honestly, you should have gone this last weekend, go this weekend, because if you're waiting to the end of the year, you know, the week between Christmas and New Year's, good luck.
Yep.
Although I will say, Dad, some of these car companies, if you can find something, are offering some decent incentives, and with interest rates they are where they're at, if you can find what you like,
yeah,
now may be the time.
Great point, Richard. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. And all those reviews, again, folks, are on the website. This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.